Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. A Tuesday morning and a nice one at that, warming up to another downright balmy day in the province, which is all right. We won't turn it away, that's for sure. Great weather for the first day of the crop production show, which I mentioned is running for the next 3 days, Prairieland Park in Saskatoon. In fact, we'll be doing our show live there tomorrow and on Thursday. Okay, I want to talk about a fascinating new half an hour documentary series that follows real life Indigenous led search and rescue missions across Saskatchewan. The show is called Searchers. It's fascinating. The show blends what I would call cinematic recreations along with very intimate interviews, giving you and I a front row look at the expertise and the courage and the camaraderie of the teams that come together to find missing people. You can watch this show on APTN and APTN Plus. Season 2, by the way, is currently being filmed. And so as we were digging into this, I was excited to find out that the director of this show is a friend of mine. Maybe I'm being bold by saying that, Corey, am I?
Oh, it's been a while, but yeah, we've known each other for quite some time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Corey Jenneroux is joining me in studio, who is the director of Searchers. You were a communications expert for a while. You were doing work with Regina Treaty Status Indian Services, yeah, right? Yeah. RITSIS. And then you were working with File Hills Capel Tribal Council.
And then Kauzes First Nation.
And so when you were with FHQ, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, but you were involved there in some search and rescue stuff, were you not?
Yeah, that's right. So File Hills Capel Tribal Council actually operates probably the largest search and rescue operation in southern Saskatchewan. It's called South Saskatchewan First Nation Search and Rescue. And it's teamed up with Yorkton Tribal Council as well as Touchwood Tribal Council. So there's over 20 bands in the south that are together under this particular banner, and they have search and rescue units all across southern Saskatchewan. So no matter where you are in southern Saskatchewan, we can have a team respond to a missing persons report within an hour.
Right.
Which is crazy compared to, you know, what some provincial organizations are. Sometimes, you know, they have to go through several different things, but when it's a nation-to-nation activation, we can have boots on the ground at the location within an hour
swift
to help find somebody, mm-hmm. which is what I found really fascinating with FHQ. And they actually offered to train me in search and rescue because, being, you know, the communications director, I'm often called out to a lot of different things, including missing persons
right.
cases. So I thought, you know, I don't want to show up to these places untrained, mm-hmm. And I would like to have some sort of training. So, you know, the tribal council, thankfully, you know, put me through that training,
yeah.
and I really enjoyed mm-hmm. search and rescue. I enjoyed the physicality of it. I enjoyed, you know, I guess helping mm-hmm. a family who is going through possibly and usually the worst days of their lives.
Of course. Yeah. So then talk to me. I mean, you've taken the training, you understand, you've been out there operational. Yeah. Now this series, Searchers, talk about where the creation, where the idea of this came from, and why it's important to focus on Indigenous-led search and rescue in the province.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to back up a little bit. So prior to my communications experience, I actually worked in the film and television industry for many, many years. It's pretty much all I've ever done other than communications mm-hmm. in my whole adult working life, just work on film sets, work in TV stations. At one point, I was even a producer with Ralco Radio, believe mm-hmm. it or not, mm-hmm. out of Regina. And I was producing with them for a number of years before, you know, the film world took me and, you know, that was during the golden era of film in the province. Plus, you know, I also have education in it and that sort of thing. So for me, it was like marrying my passion for storytelling
right.
cinematically with this new passion that I just found in search and rescue. Mm-hmm. And it really is a passion, you know, like we know we're not out there for glory or anything like that. It's my late great grandfather always taught me, you know, you have two working legs, you have two working arms, you need to go help, right? No matter with what it is in the community, whether it's chopping wood, helping build a sweat, or, you know, just helping at some sort of event, right? So I've always taken that piece of advice to heart in everything that I do, mm-hmm. that I have two working legs, I have two working arms, plus I added my mind's in the right place and my heart's in a good place. And that type of mentality is what we call Escapios, or a helper, mm-hmm. like a sacred helper in something that we're doing. So when you're doing search and rescue, that is actually how I approach it, as a helper, that I have two working arms, I have two working legs, my head's in the right place, my heart's in the right place, you know, and I can as searchers, we alleviate a lot of that pressure and a lot of that hard work off of families who are going through the worst days of their lives, mm-hmm. right? So with searchers, how this come to be was actually a real stroke of luck. And I sometimes look back and think, you know, it was fate, because the guy who created this TV show, whose idea was to do the show, his name is Tom Charles. He's passed on now. He approached me probably about 15 years ago with an idea kind of like this, in the very infancy, early stages. And at that time, I just had too much work on my slate and I couldn't take it on as a producer. I couldn't take it on as a filmmaker, so I passed on it. 15 years later, mm-hmm. I'm writing and directing a show, wow. and carrying on his idea, mm-hmm. which was an idea about search and rescue, about Indigenous search and rescue. And the important thing with Indigenous search and rescue is that many of our people go missing, often, quite a bit, you know, and we all know that it's the stats are far too high for what our population is in terms of missing people. And there are times when a person goes missing that if you react within an hour, if you can get there within 2 hours, 3 hours, mm-hmm. you could save that person's life. You could realistically, you know, help with that missing person, because many times, you know, there are no resources. You know, like
especially in the remote areas,
especially in the very remote areas. You know, when you look at places like PAGC, you know, the Prince Albert Grand Council, I work with them closely on the TV show as well. They're just like us in the South, except they cover the North, and the North is vast. Mm. So they're always training people in many different areas of the North so that those people can respond as well. Within an hour, you can have boots on the ground to where that missing person is and where the call comes from.
Right. We're chatting today with Corey Jenneroux, who is the director of Searchers, a half an hour documentary series you can catch on APTN and APTN Plus. What do you hope viewers of this series, and there are lots, it's very popular, what do you hope they take away from this?
I hope that the takeaway of Searchers is that people understand that there are agencies such as SARSAV, that there are agencies such as CASERA, you know, South Sask First Nation Search and Rescue, Prince Albert Grand Council with their amazing search and rescue teams. Many people aren't even aware that that exists, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not just talking Indigenous, but also non-Indigenous people too. Mm-hmm. We respond to non-Indigenous calls as well.
Right.
We are actually the latest chapter, you know, officially recognized by the province and by Canada as, you know, a full-on search and rescue outfit. As a full-on chapter, we're the latest chapter in that. So there are these places that do exist, and if your missing loved one goes missing, I'm hoping that people take away from the show that this exists. And I'm also hoping that I speak with chapters everywhere, man, everywhere. You know, I'm even speaking with chapters in Manitoba, in Alberta, and the need for new searchers mm-hmm. is great right now.
Getting people trained.
I'm really hoping people see what it is we do and how it works, you know, and will right. want to be able to join.
Right. The series, there's a number of half-hour documentaries in season one. I mentioned season two is currently being filmed. But these are really compelling stories, each one of them. Yeah. Is any that stick out for you in season one that really, you know, kind of got your heart?
Yeah, there's
They all probably do.
They all do.
Forms,
You know, because they're all special in their own way, because these are people, you know, and having met the families, talking with the families, you know, and just understanding how it affects them personally. You know, sometimes it gets really tiring to tell these stories because they're so emotional, right? I would say probably one of the most emotional stories that really caught me on the show and really brought me in was about this little girl named Ashley Christensen who went missing in the 90s. And this massive giant search happened. It was, I think it's still one of Canada's largest searches ever in history. Thousands of people just descended on this little farm just outside Tisdale, right? And there was no such thing as search and rescue. Even the RCMP just had people working off the side of their desks in search and rescue. There wasn't a formalized thing outside of the military for search and rescue. So when I was doing research on that story, because obviously I wasn't back then, but when I was doing research on the story, you know, I was talking with the very officer who wrote the book on search and rescue for training, right? Because, and it was all based on this Ashley Christensen. And it was so touching to see and to hear many different perspectives of that. And it was actually the first episode to air. And we purposefully wanted that because through, if that event, you know, tragically, Ashley wasn't, she was found deceased many months later, just a little girl, you know, had that not happened, had that event not happened, search and rescue as we understand it may never have even existed.
Or not because, evolved to where,
or not right evolved to where it is right now. Because through that, several different people who were actually there, you know, who actually experienced this, they wrote training manuals, they got together, they organized themselves. 5 years later, the very first chapter of any search and rescue thing, you know, it's a fact, search and rescue in Canada, volunteer-driven search and rescue started here in Saskatchewan. And it was based on that Ashley Christensen story. And I spoke to all those people that were behind the scenes that created this thing that we now know as SARSAV that later turned into SARSENE.
It's a it's a fascinating topic of discussion. I have lots of appreciation for search and rescue. In my old job, had the opportunity to work, and many times we brought them in as support services for files we were working on. And so I can really appreciate your passion for this as well. We're pretty much out of time, Corey. I'm chatting with Corey Genereux today, the director of Searchers, a half an hour documentary series following real life Indigenous led search and rescue missions across Saskatchewan. Season two in production right now. When does it actually drop and what can we expect very quickly?
Well, season one is currently on television right now. I know we got it. It airs every Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon and then replays again at 10 p.m. at night. And then it has another replay on Thursday. So every Wednesday you can catch it or you can binge watch the whole thing on APTN Plus season two. Don't know when that's going to be. Obviously, we're still in production. It's in the works. I want to say that most of it is done and season one is incredible. It's going to take you on an emotional roller coaster. Season two is even better.
Next level.
Season two actually had me in tears, man.
Yeah, these are real life stories. And Corey, I'm just going to compliment you and the team. You are a great Escapios. I would agree with that. And I appreciate the work you have done, continued to do. And thank you very much for connecting with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Corey Genereux, thank you very much. Again, the series is called Searchers, and you can watch it on APTN or APTN Plus. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.